Today is February the 15th, 2011. And I'm testing out my new MP3 player. And I would like to start with some meditations that I've received. I'm fasting right now, and this is my fourth day of my 7-day fast. And on the second day of my fast, I asked the Lord to give me a message, and He gave me Philippians 2:12-14. And I'm going to read it. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputing. And this is my interpretation of this. God is at work within me. In everything I do, refrain from complaining and arguing. My desire is that God's voice be so evident, so clear, so precise, that I know it is His voice and not the voice of ego, shadow. I pray to God to hear His voice more clearly, to focus on developing and being more in tune with His voice, His words. But I know it is God who I want to please. He is my salvation, and He is the one who gifted me with the power to fulfill my purpose. It is God's voice that will lead and guide me to the promised land, the place where all will rejoice and be glad in it. God has a plan so grand that I cannot imagine nor comprehend its magnitude. How powerful God is. How great God is. How awesome God is. He is worthy, worthy to be praised. My heart beats the rhythm of God. My mind responds to the wisdom of God. My eyes shine the light of God. I hear the voice of God. I am touched by the hand of God. My life belongs to God. God is my protector. God is my light. God is my voice. God is every step I take. God is all. There is no me without God. There is no breath without God. There is no future without God. There is no life without God. Who can create unless God creates first? There is no creating without God, for God is one and all. God is life. God is light. God is one. God is love, peace, joy, happiness, truth, the creator of all. God is my protector. God is my life. Thank you, Lord. I asked God to give me a message so I could hear His voice. This is the message God gave me. My daughter, blessings to you. Love and delight. Fill your heart with love and delight. Bathe in beauty. Openly express thy joy. Be at one with all, and all will be one with you. Praise, glory, and might. Sing with your heart desires of love. Sing with heart desires of love. Sing with heart desires of love. For you are love and delight. Rejoice in your all and be your all. Love and light forevermore. Blessings, truth. Hear my voice, dear one. Hear my voice. What a mighty God I serve. I am light. I am love. I am truth forevermore. good. And after God's message to me, I started thinking about why I'm here. I started thinking about my purpose and how do I express my purpose? How do I step into my purpose? And this word, the word that came to me was rewind. Rewind. Because I started thinking about, you know, writing books or what do I do? And rewind came to my mind. And I said, rewind. Going back. Go backward. Go back. There's something back there that we must remember. Who are you really? Who are you really? Was the next thing that came to my mind. Because we have adopted so much of who we are not from our birth on to today. We forgot who we are. It's so cluttered with so many different opinions and ideas and perceptions and false beliefs, cultural background, people telling us this is how it is, and others saying, no, this is how it is. Confusion. There's so much going on in our lives that we forget who we are because there's so much other stuff going on covering up our truth because we're so busy adopting other people's truth, other people's belief, whether it's family, friends, our own perceptions, society, teachers, preachers. It doesn't matter who it's coming from. As long as it's not coming from within you, it could be things that's blocking who you really are. And you get lost in it. You get lost in everybody else's opinions and your own opinions and your own perceptions of things and how things should be and how things look to you. And we just get so lost. I remember doing a workshop on peel the onion. And that's what that was about, peeling the onion. Peel away everything that we think is who we are. Peel away everything that we think is true about us. And then go down to the very, very small little bitty piece of the onion. That's who you are. That little piece. Who is that little piece? Who are you really? Peel away all the layers of who you're not and find out who you are. Who are you really? Who are you really is removing the false perception of who we are and awakening to the truth within. We can live each moment in power, on purpose. Once we peel away all those labels, once we remove all the false perception, and awaken to the truth. Once we awaken to the truth, we can create a life that is so powerful, a life that we can live in the moment, a life that is just so powerful and so alive and so true and so real and so us. We'd be living who we are. We'd be being who we are. I had a website up. And my motto was, who are you? Be who you are. It's just simply be. Simply be who you are. We go about trying to find who we are. We go about doing and learning and researching. And we go out because we know there's something missing. We don't know what, but we just know something's missing. I am not complete. I'm not full. We find relationships. Trying to find a relationship to fit, to complete that puzzle piece. We go to churches. We buy books. We go to seminars. We go to workshops. We get involved in sports. We go to parties. We drink. We get high. We do so many different things trying to find something. Something that's going to fulfill that emptiness, that missing piece, that golden nugget. about all kinds of ways to try to find that golden nugget. That golden nugget is not outside of you. And as long as you search outside of you, you're not going to find it. You're going to always have a missing puzzle piece. There's always going to be that emptiness, that void, that you're going to keep filling with food or relationships or sex or whatever you be filling your void up with. You're going to continue down that road as long as you're looking outside of you for completeness. You're complete within yourself. We are all complete within ourselves. But because of all the things that has been thrown at us and all the things that we believed in and took as our own, because of all those things, we forgot that we are complete. We don't need to be fixed. We are complete. We are whole. We are perfect. We are light. We are energy. We are vibration. We are consciousness. God consciousness. And until we go back and find ourselves, find our truth, until we go back, until we rewind back to our beginning of who we are, until that time, we will continue to search outside. Search outside, and some of us don't know what we're searching for, but we're missing something, and we know deep within that we're missing something. I went on that journey. Hunting, searching, sniffling. There's more to my life than what I'm living. There is something missing. What is it? I've read books. I've gone to churches. I've joined different denominations. I've gotten baptized. I've done this. I've done that. But I was still incomplete. There's still something missing. And I went years searching for that missing piece. I went years searching, and I finally found that missing golden nugget. Oh, my God. My God. God will continue to lead you and guide you as long as you are hungry, as long as you are searching, as long as you are wanting to know the truth. God will continue to lead you. He would lead you and he would bring you experiences that would bring you even closer to the truth. He would bring you experiences that would keep your hunger stronger and stronger until you find that truth. He would lead you down a path of all sorts of experiences, whether in your eyes there are good experiences or bad experiences. God would lead you to those experiences so that you will continue to hunger for the truth, to keep that hunger alive, to keep it strong, so you won't give up. And sometimes those experiences could be so powerful that you say, that's it, I give up. No longer will I search. Take me off this planet. I give up. I do not know why I'm here. Just bring me home. Sometimes you find yourself in that state of mind. Will you give up because everywhere you're going, you're just not finding what you're missing. You're just not, you're close, and you know you're close, but it's not it. You just don't have it. You can't grab it, but it's close. And then your heart, you get tired. You get tired of searching. You get tired of looking and trying this and trying that and hoping this and hoping. And you just get tired, and you get so tired that you say, bring me home. I can't take no more of this. I don't want to take any more of this. I am strong, and I can continue, but I don't want to take no more of this because I want to know why I'm here, and I want to live that life that I am meant to live. I do not no longer want to live this life I'm in right now. Either give me, show me, have me living that life that I seek, that I know exists, or bring me. When I reach that state in my life, because I've given up a couple of times, but even though I gave up searching, that desire stayed there, and it stayed strong, and it stayed in me. And then I would go back out and search again, and stop again and go back out and search again. But then when I made that statement, when I said, this is it, either bring me home or give me what I'm looking for, when I reached that state, it was given to me. And it was given to me so clearly. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. That's it. That is the golden nugget I've been searching for. That is it. I finally am whole. I finally did it, that last piece of the puzzle of my life. It took years, but I finally received what I've been searching for. God will bless you when he knows that you are really hungry for the truth, when he knows that you're not going to give up, when he knows that you are serious, that you are serious to receive, he will give it to you. He will lead you closer and closer to it. And along that way, he will throw things in to make you stronger. He will throw things in to build up your faith. He will throw things in to just give you more love. He would throw things in for you to open up, to receive all that he has for you. Because even though that you are searching, you are not always ready to receive the magnitude, the power of the love that he has waiting for you on the other side, on the end of your search. You are not always ready to receive it. So he takes you down different paths that will lead you to what you're searching for, so that along those pathways, you will grow and you will learn. And you will learn to apply what you learned in. Through all those different paths he sent you through, it doesn't matter whether it's books or workshops or seminars. It doesn't matter what path he takes you on. He's doing it so that you will grow, so that you will learn to apply the things that you are learning through those different avenues, so that you will be more stronger and more prepared to receive the fullness of what he has waiting for you. God is powerful. You are powerful. And you must be molded and shaped and ready to receive the power of your own beingness, your own greatness. If you have been playing small all your life, you have to grow back into your greatness. You have to grow back into the power of who you are. You have to grow. Don't ever give up. Don't ever stop searching. Don't ever stop wanting to know the truth of who you are and your purpose for being here. Don't ever stop. Because God is going to lead you home. God is going to lead you home. He is always there with you. He just has to help train you and build you up and strengthen you so that you can be ready to receive all that you ask for. Everything we ask for is at our calling. It's right there. It's there for us. It's created. But we are not prepared to receive all that we ask for. And we must go down these different paths. We must go on this journey that will prepare us, our minds, our hearts, our soul, our emotions. We have to be prepared on all levels of our being to receive the greatness of who we are. I am a very powerful being. I am love, I am light, I am energy, I am vibration, and I vibrate at the speed of light and beyond. I am made in the image of God, and I am truly a daughter of God, and all that I am, God is. I am a co-creator with God. I am powerful. am powerful. I am a powerful being of light. And I have a purpose. And the purpose that I have is given by God Almighty, by the source of all creation. We are all powerful beings. And when we tap into our truth, when we tap into our power, then we can express our fullness. But even then, God will continue to lead us and guide us so that we can hold the full energy of our beingness. Because we are such powerful beings that we must still be molded and shaped in order to hold our entire beingness. So I am continuing down a path that God has laid out for me. And the path I am on now is to be love. Because I am love. Because God is love. And all that is created is created from God's love. We are love. And now God is shaping and molding me to receive all the love that I am. That I may give that love unconditionally. And that I may receive unconditional love in return. So that is my journey now. The journey of love. Unconditional love. Expansion of my heart. Expansion of my heart. My love in me. My love in me so deeply. My love in every part of me. Every part of my beingness. That is the journey I'm on now. The journey of love. Of loving me. All parts of me. Everything that makes me what and who I am. Right here in this body. On this planet. Because my truth is love. My beingness is love. My great I am is love. And that love is the building of my vessel. Building my vessel to a point that it would be overflowed in love. And so that everything I do is love. And everything I say is love. And everywhere I go is love. And everything I give out to the world is love. Unconditional love. And that is the journey I am on now. And that is the journey we all are on. Whether we know it or not, we're all on the journey of love. Unconditional love for ourselves and for each other and for the entire planet, the world. We're all on a journey of unconditional love. And I am enjoying this journey. I feel so light and so free. As I speak about love, it just opens me up. It's opening my heart so wide because I am a vessel of love. I'm a vessel of being a receptor of unconditional love, a vessel of being a giver of unconditional love, an even exchange of unconditional love. I am filled with love. I am surrounded with love. And I am guided with love. When we are on that path of unconditional love, we send out even more love so that others can awaken to the love within themselves. And as they awaken to the love within themselves and become givers and receptors of unconditional love, they send out even more love into the world. And more people will waken up to the love within themselves. And it will go on and on and on. And we all will be awakened to love. And then we'll all be just who we are. Unconditional loving beings. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for awakening me. Thank you for removing the blinders from my eyes. Thank you for allowing me to see the truth. The truth of who I am and the truth of why I am here. I am here to be love. I am here to express love. I am here to give out love. That is my purpose. To be the love of God. We are made in the image of God. We are everything I say, everywhere I go. I am